Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Monday, February 15th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula, at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news on Saturday, February 13th at around 10:23 p.m., a Lakeland police officer was conducting a traffic stop in the parking lot of the 7-Eleven at 851 South Florida Avenue when a citizen notified him that a clerk was in distress inside the store. Upon entering the store, Officer Purdy found a store clerk pointing to the counter area where he saw a male suspect armed with a knife holding another clerk on the ground. Officer Purdy immediately ordered the suspect to drop his weapon and the suspect was taken into custody. Gathered evidence showed that the suspect battered the store clerk and stole money and cigarettes during the robbery. Detectives arrested 42-year-old Antonio Welch and transported him to the Polk County Jail. Welch is charged with robbery with a weapon, aggravated battery, false imprisonment, and possession of cocaine. Your local events, the Hardy County Fair is here, and you can visit their midway and enjoy carnival rides, fair food, and prize games. They also have lots of pageants and shows throughout the week. Today, the gates and midway will be open from 1 to 10 p.m. Coming up later today, the rabbit show will start at 1 p.m. at the rabbit tent, and the swine show will start at 6 p.m. at the Cattleman's Arena. And tonight is open mic night at Main Street Wauchula. Come on out from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Main Street Wauchula stage to hear some live musical performances. Your jobs here in Hardy County, ACASA Senior Care is looking for a caregiver personal assistant. A driver's license is required, and Spanish fluency plus 1 year of caregiving experience are preferred. Don B. Construction and JMI Flooring and Construction Services is looking for a construction worker. A driver's license, high school diploma or equivalent, and 3 years of construction experience are preferred. And Fussell Well Drilling is looking for a water well drilling helper. A driver's license is required with a Class B CDL preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and reduce the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 81 degrees out, feels like 85, and turbulent clouds with a 5% chance of rain. Air quality fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate, winds south at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 14. Humidity is very humid, 64%, dew point 68, cloud cover 70%, the visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 24,900 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:05 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 and a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, a chance of showers in the evening, a slight chance of thunderstorms. Showers likely after midnight, lows in the mid-60s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 and a 70% chance of rain. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s with north winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. There's still time for University of Georgia students to turn their novel ideas into a chance at a $10,000 grand prize. The UGA College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences Food and Agribusiness Entrepreneurial Initiative is accepting proposals through February 20th. MorningAgClips.com reports preliminary interviews will be conducted March 17th, and finalists will be invited back for a virtual pitch to judges March 24th. 2020 was a year of unprecedented challenges for potato growers, but it was a pretty good year for retail potato sales, according to Potatoes USA data showing retail potato dollar sales for all categories increased 16% over 2019. ThePacker.com reports with the pandemic lockdown driving food service businesses, the largest growth in dollar and volume sales for retail potatoes was from April through June, with all months growth over 9% for both. The USDA's Economic Research Service indicates net farm income, a broad measure of profits, is forecast to decrease 8.1% from 2020 to $111.4 billion in 2021. According to agrimarketing.com, this expected decline follows a forecast increase of 45.7% in 2020. ERS points out after reaching a record high in 2020, direct government farm program payments are forecast to decrease 45.3% this year. This decrease reflects lower anticipated payments from disaster assistance, mainly COVID-19 related.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Nutrient management is perhaps one of the more complicated aspects of farming. Fertilizers are used to boost nutrient availability in soil, oftentimes having to be applied throughout the growing season. But the development of controlled release fertilizers are minimizing the applications as well as the environmental impacts. Dee Broughton is a University of Florida IFAS regional specialized extension agent in Live Oak who focuses on row crops grown in her district. Dee and her IFAS team have been working on testing controlled release fertilizers on crops. Here is Dee Broughton on how controlled release works.
Most people in their mind conceptualize and think of a slow release. It breaks down with any exposure to moisture or rainfall. We know that in Florida's climate, that's probably not going to be sustainable. So with controlled release, it's a little bit different. The coating is a polymer-based type of coating, and the thickness of the coating is customized to the growth cycle of the crop and temperature. So as temperature in the soil increases, that coating will disintegrate over time and match the growth cycle and the needs of that crop.
Dee has plans to continue preliminary testing of controlled release sources, as well as demoing on farms to showcase the benefits of these fertilizers on local crops.
And we're partnering with various companies to allow growers an opportunity to experience the controlled release source. We're going to partner up to figure out within their operational setup how to apply it specifically for them to make it most doable and most economical for them.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. Ailing airlines could receive more federal money.
A U.S. House committee has approved a proposal to give $14 billion in payroll assistance to America's hard-hit airlines. American Airlines and United have warned that without an extension of the current aid, they'll have to furlough a total of 27,000 employees.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting, one state is moving ahead with the first tax on U.S. internet ads.
Maryland lawmakers voted Friday to override a veto from Republican Governor Larry Hogan of a first-in-the-nation tax on internet ads for big tech companies like Google or Facebook. Supporters and opponents agree a court challenge is likely. I'm Mike Rossia.
Friday on Wall Street, the S&P was up 18, the Dow up 28, the NASDAQ up 70. Wall Street's markets will be closed for today's President's Day observance. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A 16-car wreck on the 14th lap of the first stage, a long rain delay, and then another big wreck in turn three of the white flag lap in stage three. And the Daytona 500 finally finished late Sunday night. All drivers in that second wreck exited the vehicles without injury, and somehow in all the mayhem, Michael McDowell was declared the winner as being in the lead when the yellow caution light locked down the field. McDowell's the 40th driver to win the Daytona 500 and the 8th driver to win his first NASCAR career win at Daytona. Chase Elliott came in second, his best finish at Daytona, followed by Austin Dillon, Kevin Harvick, and Denny Hamlin. On the ice, just two games in the NHL Sunday, the Penguins beat the Capitals 6-3 to remain unbeaten at home. Brian Rust with two goals, and the Las Vegas Golden Knights shut out the Avalanche 1-0. This is SRN Sports. College basketball, Gonzaga, Baylor, Michigan, and Ohio State are the top seeds in the initial rankings in the field of 68 for the NCAA tournament.
The Bulldogs were the top overall seed, followed by the Bears in rankings released by the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Committee as a snapshot of the top 16 teams with a month to go before Selection Sunday. Illinois, Villanova, Alabama, and Houston were the number two seeds in the four brackets. Patrick Frost reporting.
Just two games on the college hardwood Sunday. Third-ranked Michigan rallies from 14 down to beat 21st-ranked Wisconsin, 67-59. Isaiah Livers with 20 points. Unranked Drake just gets by 22nd-ranked Loyola of Chicago, 51-50. Tramell Murphy with 17 points, including the go-ahead basket in overtime. Meanwhile, Daniel Berger wins the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am by two shots over Maverick McNeely. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: my friend was furious at me for kicking dropped ice cubes under the refrigerator, but now it's just water under the fridge. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.